the end times. Truly I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all of these things be fulfilled. Once there was a landowner who planted a vineyard, and on the grounds he installed a wine press. Around the vineyard he built a tall fence, erecting even a tower. Then he rented his vineyard to vinekeepers, and voyaged to a distant country. When the time of the harvest approached, the landowner sent his servants to the vinekeepers to collect his profits. But the vinekeepers ambushed his servants, beat one, killed another, and drove the third off with stones. Again the landowner sent servants to collect his profits. This time he sent a larger group than the first, but they met with a similar fate. Finally, the landowner sent his only son, reasoning, "At least they will respect my only son." When the vinekeepers saw the son approaching, however, they plotted foolishly among themselves. "Here before us is the heir to the vineyard. If we kill him, his inheritance will be ours." So plotting, they bound the son, dragged him outside the vineyard walls, and took his life. I ask you, when finally the landowner of the vineyard returns, what will be the fate of the wicked vinekeepers? My people, you who have killed the prophets and spurned those sent to you, how often would I have gathered you, even as a hen shelters her chicks beneath her wings, and yet you would not. Behold, your house is left desolate, and you will not see me again until the time when all will say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." If you had only known, in this your day of salvation, the eternal peace so near at hand. But now it is hidden from your eyes. The powers of the heavens will be shaken, and people's hearts will fail them for fear, anticipating the calamities that are destined for this world. When the end times come, and you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the sacred place, then it is time for those that dwell in the cities to flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetops turn to save anything that is in the house, neither let those working in the field go back to fetch their belongings. Sorrow to those who bear children in those days. May their flight not be in winter, nor on the Sabbath, for there will be great distress, unequaled since time began. Except such days be shortened, few would endure. And yet those days shall indeed be shortened, for the sake of God's chosen. The day will come when your enemies will lay a trench around your walls, and hem you in on every side. They will hurl you to the dust, and your children with you, and will not leave one stone standing upon another. All this because you failed to recognize the appointed time when God Himself moved among you. Do you see standing these temple walls? Truly I say to you, not one stone will be left upright. Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. When you hear of wars and the turmoil of destruction, do not let your hearts fill with fear, for these things must first come to pass. The end is not yet. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Fearful sights and great signs will appear in the heavens. There will be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars. On the earth will be great adversity between the nations, and perplexity, roaring like the sea's mighty waves. Famines, plagues, and earthquakes will increase. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. Because evil will abound, the love of many will turn cold. You will be betrayed, and condemned to death, and hated by all nations for my name's sake. Remain watchful, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape these things that are coming to pass, and to stand justified before the Messiah, the Son of Man. Consider the fig tree and learn from it. When its branches grow full of sap and produce new leaves, one knows that summer is drawing near. Even so, no one knows the exact day, or the precise hour of Messiah's returning. Not even the angels who are in heaven, but only my Father. Yet seeing all of these events beginning to come to pass, know in your heart that the day of completion draws near.